For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Felicia Eady. The end of this month is the deadline for a health center in Williamsburg County to collect information from flood survivors. These healthcare workers want to know how many of those victims are having upper respiratory problems. Their findings could lead to more resources to help residents recover from the disaster.
All right, the last page is some current symptoms questions. Yes or no questions. If you answer yes, then I need you to tell me, has it gotten better or worse?
Jessica Harvin is a care coordinator with Hope Health, a federally qualified health center that provides integrated health services for patients in areas surrounding Aiken, Clarendon, Florence, Orangeburg, and Williamsburg counties.
Do you wake up first thing during the night with shortness of breath? Shortness of breath whenever you're walking from like the house to the mailbox?
Yeah.
Has that gotten better or worse? Is it about the same?
It's about the same.
Recently, she and other team members attempted to survey more than 500 Williamsburg County senior citizens during the annual Senior Market Day. It's an event hosted by Vital Aging. Seniors received vouchers to get fresh produce from South Carolina certified farmers. Here, Harvin goes through the survey with resident Alberta McCleary.
Yes, we do.
Any carpet?
Yes, at the time of the flood, yes.
And did you have mold in there after the leak?
Yes.
The leaks was with the roof?
With the roof.
The survey is part of a grant provided by the American Red Cross. Hope Health will work with the community to identify and address specific health concerns, like waking up in the middle of the night with coughing fits, wheezing, congestion, and sinus problems. Tammy Garris is Population Health Manager at Hope Health.
While there was a lot of cleanup done, there's still a lot of mold and mildew that has developed over the course of the last 2 years, and we're beginning to see that that's causing issues with their health.
Garris says the goal of the survey is to
determine just how widespread the effects are and to ultimately get those folks into medical care to get them treated, because a lot of the things that they are experiencing can be treated. They're not, you know, terminal issues, but they do make life just a lot harder.
I use my inhaler, and if it gets worse, the way it feels really like I need to go, I would go to the doctors, and they'd give me the treatment.
McCleary was able to leave her damaged home. She says she currently resides with her daughter. But Hope Health Population Health Specialist Alexis Bryant says many more residents are not able to do that.
Yeah, a lot of them, they're still living in the homes that have the mold in it, and they've been living in it for the past 2 years. So a lot of them still have the issues, and they're saying they're not getting a lot of help with the issue, so they're just living in the conditions. So we get a lot of feedback like that.
Garris says that type of feedback will hopefully lead to more resources for people in the area to recover from the flood.
We really need to know the information so that we can culminate all the results into viable data for the American Red Cross so that they can in turn then see how widespread the problem is and begin to formulate a plan on what can be done for the residents of Williamsburg County.
So the information that people provide you could possibly in the future help provide even more resources.
Yes, all this information is being shared with the Red Cross. They're seeing the importance and the critical nature of exactly what's happening in our state.
Hope Health officials are looking to complete 7,000 surveys by the end of June. Residents can complete a survey in person at local events or at any Hope Health location. They can also call an 800 number. That number and more details on this story is on our website at southcarolinapublicradio.org. In Williamsburg County, I'm Felicia Eady for South Carolina Public Radio.